friends and family. What a blessing to see you for devotions. Welcome. Thanks for listening. Today we are talking about pursuing the presence of God. And in pursuing the presence of God, we are really tapping into the kingdom's resources. We are tapping into heaven's currency. We are moving and being in a space of grace. And I want to read to you out of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 to 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This scriptures talk about how we can enter into the presence of God and start pursuing the realities of heaven. It actually says that we get renewed day by day by focusing on the inward reality. And when we come into God's presence and start focusing on the kingdom principles and what God has for us locked up in the spirit, we release those things into our life, and it always leads to success. I want to encourage you. Many times people think that when they enter into the presence of God, they will fall behind because they don't have enough time and they don't have enough resources, and now they have to spend all that time on their own strength, on doing things in their own power. But I want to encourage you, spending time in the presence of God excels you in life. It takes you forward. It actually brings the currency of grace into your life. I always say, enter into the space of grace. Now, grace is God's every provision for man's every need. And so when you enter into the presence of God, you are literally entering into the provision of God. You're now tapping into the kingdom resources for your life. Sometimes I would think like, man, this is not making sense. But I've had incidents even on the farm where one time I was going to sow and I was thinking, Lord, should I do this or should I not do this? And in the process, while already ordered a fertilizer and seed, the Lord spoke to me suddenly while I was spending time in His presence and said to me, just leave it. I left it that year, and a neighbor asked me the next day if he could rent those fields. And in renting those fields, he sowed a different kind of crop, and I was going to sow wheat, but he sowed oats, and that was an oats year. That year he made such a great crop that he gave me a lot of money for that rental ground, and I was blessed where I would have lost a lot. So spending time in the presence of God will always lead you to life. Spend time today in God's presence and let Him lead you to life. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.